Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 2, we were learning that we need to take heed when we read the Bible or listen to a scriptural message, so we will apply it to our lives. Let's continue with that message today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I think of the late Dr. John Phillips, a very godly man as well as a great theologian. But Dr. John Phillips speaks of his time in the British military in World War II. And he told of being part of the Royal Engineers Corps. One of the lectures was about defusing booby-trapped mines. Now, in field exercises, they had mines with blank charges that detonated but harmlessly if they made a mistake. However, they were told to listen carefully as if their life depended upon it. Why? Because it did. They would be expected to do this in the field, and if they made a mistake, well, the ones on the battlefield didn't have blank charges in them. And it would be the last mistake they would make. And so that's the idea here of paying earnest heed. Pay close attention as those guys would to learn how not to get blown up in their work that they did in the military. And I think that that's a pretty good idea, don't you? And so that's what they did. Now the idea then of his words is to not let them slip. If you and I fail to think and meditate on his words with regard to obedience, they will slip from our head, our lips, our life. And they'll make us great losers. How? Simply by neglecting the Word of God. My friend, the Christian life is about love for God. It is consistency. How often has self-thought allowed His Word to slip from us, even to the point where some leave the will of God for their life? Now, friend, he said, give heed to. That literally means to apply to the mind. Don't only hear it with your ears, then fail to allow it to grip your heart. Because when we do, that failure is simply a lack of love. Allowing biblical truth to slip out is like a leaky vessel, allowing the contents to flow out. We, in our house, my wife loves to, I say we, it's my wife mainly, but she buys this drink called Mona V. That thing's around $30 or $40 a bottle, and that's really expensive to me, but she thinks that it is great, and it's an acai berry juice that they put together somehow, and she talks about how it helps her skin and how it helps other areas that she has problems with, and she really likes it, and it does the job for her. But can you imagine when you spill some of that? You broke a bottle of it? I mean, that's enough to make a grown man cry, at least this one. But when we allow the word to slip out, we lose a treasure worth far more than gold and silver in abundance. For the seed is lost, and therefore the hopes of a good harvest is lost. When you lose the seed of God's word, then you do not have a harvest of good. Matthew Henry's commentary states it this way: inattentive hearers will soon be forgetful hearers. My friend, without a heart and mind that stayed upon Jehovah, the foundations of our faith will soon crumble. That's why we read in Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So you have perfect peace when your mind is stayed upon the Lord. And by the way, oftentimes you'll hear liberals say of the God of the Old Testament that he is a bully, as if he is different from the God of the New Testament. Well, do you realize this word peace appears 31 times in the book of Isaiah from which I just read? And that's more than the word peace appears in any other book of the Bible. And what happens? We too often focus on self and how others treat us. And you do that, you're always going to be let down and you're going to feel unloved. Have your heart and mind stayed upon Jehovah. Your heart will be fully blessed. You'll find that there is fullness of peace if you'll do that. Now, my friend, this does not undercut the importance of the word delivered to the fathers from God by the angels. Let's look at verse 2 here of Hebrews chapter 2. "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward." Cut it off before we read verse 3, because verse 3 and 4 I want to read together. Now, there are three word meanings that are very important here in verse 2, and I hope that you'll get these and write them down. First of all, he speaks there of transgression. Transgression is defined as an act which is excessive. Transgression of a commandment that is distinctively given or distinctly given. As a matter of fact, this word in Greek for transgression seems to be more serious than the general term for sin, because it's not a sin of ignorance. It's a sin that was committed blatantly. It's a sin that the person committing it at the time knew it was a sin. So we have the word here, transgression. But then we also have the word here in verse 2, disobedience. Disobedience is defined as failing to hear or to hear amiss. It's active disobedience that's followed by inattentive or careless hearing. So now you see, back in verse 2, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression," that is, every act that was excessive, that was just beyond all common sense, and each disobedience that just failed to follow, just failed to obey, was inattentive and careless, received a just recompense of reward. Now, the word just simply means equitable. Now, you think about this. What is equitable in God's sight to sin that is so blatant? Sin that a person committing sin knows it's sin. And so, my friend, we look at something like that and we say, wow. Well, a just, and it's not what I consider just. I mean, that what I consider just and what God considers just is two different things. And that presumptuous sin Oh, my friend, that leads to a great, great, great just recompense of reward. Now, the law of Moses, given through the administration of angels, carried with it not only precepts and principles, but dire punishments as well. One reads often in the Old Testament of God's displeasure for their rebellion and sin. And at times it seems as if God's judgment was swift, while at other times it seemed to slumber. However, my friend, it always came. Every transgression and disobedience received an equitable recompense of reward. We try to teach our people in church, in the area of child rearing, make the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. I think that's a good Bible principle. Make the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. Our Heavenly Father has given an example for us to see, is just in child rearing, that when we punish our children, making that pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong, it has a tendency to stop what they're doing wrong. And God will do what he needs to do to try to correct his children. Now, learn to repent when the Holy Spirit of God convicts your heart. That's the time to repent, not to wait, not to put it off, not to delay. Now, the word through angels was steadfast, we're told, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Now, understand, punishments are just as much due for sin as rewards are for obedience in God's way of doing things. And for an example, we should witness, but then on the other hand, God gives a crown of rejoicing. Now, going back to the illustration of child rearing, yes, you make the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong, but on the other hand, you reward obedience. You reward the doing of good. And I think that that is just as important as the other. Now, since Jesus is better than angels, how much greater is the responsibility on the New Testament Christian to heed the Word of God, even over what the Jew in the Old Testament was to heed? This alone should tell us that the Christian simply does not have liberty to the flesh. Now, as Christians, we must remember we are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.